Daniel Stern on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome.
Nice.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well, I'm a pretty lucky guy, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
It's been an amazing little run for me.
Yeah, luck and talent combined.
Yep. All that stuff works.
Well, that's the that's the magic combo everybody's looking for. But I've been a pretty fortunate dude along the way here.
You have a book out called Home Alone, and it's out now.
Home and Alone.
Oh yeah, right. You can't call it Home Alone.
Yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
I don't think that would. I mean, this is tacky enough having it called Home and Alone.
Yeah,
no white bandit here.
It's funny. I kind of wanted to, you know, let the fans know that I had a book out, so I named it that. But then I realized afterwards, and my wife said, like, that's how you spend every day, home and alone. And so it sort of worked on both levels.
When you auditioned for Home Alone, do you remember doing anything a little bit different that got you that gig?
I acted brilliantly.
Nice.
But no, I had wanted to. When I read the Home Alone script, it was just the best, funniest thing I'd ever read, and I really wanted to be a part of it. I went to the audition for it. I thought I did pretty good, but as I was driving home, I thought, oh, you know, I could do that better. So I pulled off the side of the road. I called my agent and said, can I go back? And they said, no, you can't go back. And I said, no, I insist I have to go back. So I did. I drove back. I did a second audition, voluntary audition. Chris Columbus, the director, said, why did you even do that? You didn't have to come back. But I wanted the part so much that I wanted to be sure I did it right. So that's the only time I've ever done a re-audition.
Wow.
For myself.
Well, life-changing.
It shows aptitude.
But you know what? Your gut told you, even when your agent said, don't do it,
right, I'm doing
you're
this.
Like, no, I got to go back.
I must have this part.
What did you do differently in the second?
I don't remember at all. I probably acted even stupider.
That's the guy we want.
I don't think I was stupid enough at the first audition, so I thought, I really got to show my dumb side.
Wow.
And did you know that Joe Pesci would be the other bandit?
At that moment, I did not. But, you know, Joe and I were already friends from – we had done another movie earlier together, a movie called I'm Dancing as Fast as I Can, which, thank God, we were both cut out of. We played both in a mental institution, and we were both we became fast friends on that first movie. So when I found out Joe was in this one, it was – the chemistry was already kind of there before we even got started.
Wow. So good.
Yeah.
So good. So natural.
Exactly.
He's the best, Joe. You know, and by the way, just for your listeners, if you really want to know about Joe Pesci and something fascinating about Joe, he is one of the most brilliant jazz singers you've ever heard in your life. Like up there with Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, that kind. He records under the name Joe Dogs.
Right.
D-O-G-G-S.
Yeah.
And you got to listen to Joe Dogs, man. He will blow your mind.
He also had another album out as a different name, like a lounge singer. We had some music from him. I think Vincent LaGuardia Gambini sings or something like that. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
He is just a genius, dude. And he's such a brilliant artist. You don't think of that with Joe, but he really is a brilliant artist.
Wow.
So Daniel Stern's on, and he's promoting his book, Home and Alone. And in there are some interesting stories, like you driving Robert Redford.
I got to do a movie with Mr. Redford, or Bob, as we call him. He let me drive. We were shooting in way up in the mountains of New Mexico, and one day he just said, "Do you want to?" He drove a Porsche.
Oh.
He drove himself to work. We all took the van, of course.
Right.
And Bob asked me if I wanted to try driving. I told him his car was cool. He let me drive his Porsche and him down the mountainside. And that was the first and only time I've ever hit 100 miles an hour in a car. And Mr. Redford was white as a sheet.
I was going to say.
I don't think he's. Yeah, he was just absolutely terrified, realized he'd made a huge mistake.
This is where it all ends.
Me and Bob in it's just a two-seater. It was very intimate experience, but I did I did bring him home safely, so you're welcome, America.
Can you imagine if you didn't?
Right.
Exactly. I would have been the schmuck that killed Red.
Did we know your name at this point?
What's that?
Were you famous at this point, Daniel Stern? Was that a household name?
I had been, I've been a good working actor. I mean, I was more famous than I ever thought I would be. I'd been in, Breaking Away and Diner and good movies along the way, Blue Thunder, but not as, it was before Home Alone.
So the headline would be Robert Redford killed.
Right.
By
yeah.
You should have narrated it. It was on that day I realized I couldn't drive a Porsche.
Awesome. Very funny. I would have been the nobody killed that killed Redford. I wouldn't have been Home Alone guy killed Redford at that point.
You'd have been more infamous than famous.
I can't wait to get a hold of this book and read through it. It sounds awesome. And do you address Celtic pride in there at all?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, that was the experience of a lifetime, man. I got to play basketball at the old Boston Garden. We shot the movie at the old Garden, and, on the parquet there every day. I'm a basketball freak myself, and, not only getting to play with the pro ball players, but, Red Auerbach, Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, Larry. I had lunch, me and Larry Bird, in his trailer together, the two of us. So, I mean, I write about that because that was a seminal experience of my life, just personally. And the career, I mean, the movie was terrific, but just shooting hoops on the garden floor was a surrealistic, because that was a place I'd watched from Bill Russell and all the way back, and to get my chance on the floor. I've had two like that. I also did, I directed Rookie of the Year and got to play at Wrigley Field for months.
Let's play some ball! Let's play some ball!
As you can see, Phil saw it.
that was my time frame growing up as a kid. Like, you were an important figure in my life when I was like 5 years old. A lot of those movies were my favorites.
I love it, kids like you grew up on my silliness, and now you're all big people with your own kids and starting to show my films to the next round.
Exactly.
It's classic silliness.
It couldn't be more humbling to me to have had a career that lasts like this. And, and the way I've tickled my fans along the way is very gratifying.
So what do you think of the Celtics tonight?
Oh, they're going to kick butt again. Nice. They're playing. They're awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to jump in and kidnap, Donick. But I don't think I'm going to have to do that. I think the Celtics are going to win it without me.
Nice.
Yeah, the premise of the Celtic Pride is you're a super Celtic fan and you kidnap
The best player
on the Lakers.
Team, me and Dan Aykroyd. And I was thinking that, but man, they are so good this year. The teamwork is phenomenal. Just the way they move the ball is beautiful.
We need more time with you, so I know I have to let you go now, but Ruth is going to stalk your manager or whatever.
We're good like that, yeah.
Try to get some proper time with you.
I'd love it. This has been really fun, you guys. Really fun chatting.
You're awesome.
Yeah, man.
And it's just, it's such an honor to have you on, and congratulations on all your success.
And continued success.
Thank you so much, guys. You too.
All right. We're linked up. Thank you. Daniel Stern.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.